The following is a teleseminar with Julia Rogers Hamrick called The Easy World Way to Radiant Health and Ideal Weight. For more Easy World resources and information on other topics related to higher vibrational living, please visit iliveineasyworld.com and juliarogershamrick.com. Now, here's Julia.
I'm Julia Rogers Hamrick, and I'm the author of Choosing the Easy World, which everybody on the call supposedly has a copy of. And I want to thank you so much for your support of my work by buying the book, and I just appreciate it hugely. And if it's been helpful and uplifting to you, it would mean a lot if you would take a few minutes to just put your review of it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or .com or wherever you're guided to put your review of it. That's really helpful to let other people know that it's a book that is worth their time and their investment. So that would be great. And also, please tell your friends about Choosing Easy World, because the more people who know about Easy World and who begin to breathe, relax, allow, and enjoy, the more fun we can have here on planet Earth. And, you know, share it on Facebook and Twitter and wherever you use social networking sites. That would be great. Anyway, I am going to confess from the start that this is the maiden voyage for this particular teleseminar, and there's a certain amount of a little bit of apprehension because there's so much that I want to share, and there's really, if we took all night, we wouldn't probably get it all shared. So I'm going to trust Spirit to guide me to say the things that are most important to say, lay the groundwork, and then after I'm done giving you the scoop that I'm going to give you just as a soliloquy, you'll all be on mute for that part, then you'll be able to ask questions, and when we get to that point, my husband and trusty partner, Rick, will explain to you how to queue up to ask a question. You know, I'm intending to write a book about this, so there will be more about this, and it's possible that I'll do a whole course about it to support people in becoming radiantly healthy and their ideal body image and so on. And that just sort of brings me to the first point that I want to make. It's really, you know, instead of thinking about losing weight or gaining weight or somehow remaking your body from the standpoint of just taking that on, if you look toward becoming radiantly healthy, that's an automatic part of it. That will just fall into place. Being at the correct weight for your body to function at its best is simply a function of radiant health. And the things that you need to do to move into a state of radiant health will just naturally cause your body to shape up in that way that will be able to contain your spirit and move you through the world in the way that your spirit wants to move. And that sort of brings me to the inspiration for this is my own experience. Some of you know, well, if you've read much in Choosing Easy World, if you read the chapter about your spirit, you'll know that I had an experience back in the 1980s where I was seriously ill with an autoimmune disease and couldn't walk and had gone to a clinic in Switzerland to heal myself because I had surrendered this condition and this situation. I had surrendered it to my spirit, not because I was wise enough to go, oh, hey, I need to surrender this to my spirit, but because I kept on trying to heal myself the way that our sort of established medical model would tell me I had to do for this situation, and it wasn't working. And I tried just about everything that conventional medicine had to offer at that time, and none of it was working, and I was facing a living hell, so to speak, and I hit rock bottom, as they call it. And what I learned from hitting rock bottom is that rock bottom is your launching pad. Rock bottom is your power place. You know, when somebody tells me they're at the end of their rope, that they're, you know, back into a corner, up against the wall, my first response is, congratulations, you are at the place where you are able to totally let go of any illusion of being able to do anything from a rational left brain, ego-based model. You know when you get to that point that nothing that you have tried is working and you're ready to let go, and as they say in New Thought, churches, let go and let God, which is essentially the linchpin to the whole thing about radiant health and ideal weight. Because your spirit is the interpreter of the blueprint for your radiant health and ideal weight. You have within you an electromagnetic model of optimal health and optimal weight. And so the way that you achieve the manifestation of that is to align with that blueprint. And the nexus between that blueprint and your personality self is your spirit, is your higher self, if that you want to call it that. And so that aspect of yourself is designed to be God for you, your God. Not some abstract idea of God, but the truth of you is God for you and has the information that you need and has the energy and can channel to you the energy, the motivation, the inspiration to do exactly what it is that will bring you to that state of radiant health that you were designed to embody. Now, is that cool or what? After we've spent a lifetime listening to all these external authorities telling us, oh, you've got to do this and you've got to do that, and this is the way to be healthy, or this is the way to lose weight, or, you know, on and on and on. We've been indoctrinated to listen to authorities outside of ourselves. But the fact is that our own spirit knows what we need better than anyone else or anything else. There's no other authority higher for you than your own spirit. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. There's no authority for you higher than your own spirit. And that means that whatever it is that you are to do to bring yourself back into wholeness, which is the root of the word health, and healing, whatever it is that you are to do will be uniquely you. It'll be uniquely yours, whatever the method is. And now, I'm not saying that you won't use methods that other people have pioneered or other people have developed. Not at all. But what I am telling you is that the one that points you there needs to be your spirit, not your fearful ego, that sounds like a good idea self. It needs to be the aspect of you that truly knows, and that is your spirit. So, you know, it's completely a matter of aligning with the truth of who you are. It's the same thing that I've taught you in Recreating Eden, my first book. It's the same thing that in Choosing Easy World, because what you'll get if you haven't already read it is that Easy World is the world that, well, it's the world that love creates. Your spirit is purely love. It is the place of ease, and Difficult World is the place of dis-ease. So if you're not in health, you are in dis-ease. You are in Difficult World to some degree. So your task is to return to Easy World and how you do that is to line up with your spirit, to allow yourself to come into alignment, to surrender everything to your spirit, to listen to your spirit instead of to, let's see, I wrote a list here. you have to let your spirit be your guide, and you can't let the latest diet fad be your guide, or the latest healing technique to be your guide, or your mother. I know, blasphemy. You can't let your mother be your guide, or your best friend, or society. You know how society wants to say, oh, this food is good, and this food is bad, and this medicine is gonna save your life, and this medicine, that's gonna save your life 6 months later, suddenly we're finding out that this medicine is killing you. So this medicine's good, then this medicine's bad. This food is good, then this food is bad. It's crazy. But your spirit knows from a higher standpoint what is right for you. You can't let the media be your guide, or your doctor even. Now, I'm not saying you should not listen to your doctor. Your doctor is a great resource. Or can be a great resource, and sometimes your doctor will be a great resource to help you discover a tool that will work for you, and sometimes your doctor will be a great resource to show you what doesn't work for you. I've had that experience a lot in my life, and that's really one of the things that kicked off my recent sort of renaissance period from being very sick and overweight to being much, much healthier and having dropped close to 55 pounds, which I'll give you a little more of that personal story in a minute. But, you know, I'm not a medical authority, and I have to say this for reasons which I'm sure you can guess. Don't fail to listen to what your doctor has to say or to seek medical help. It's just that your spirit needs to be the one who makes the decision. You know, I have written down here, even Dr. Mercola isn't your guide. If some of you know who Dr. Mercola is, you'll find that to be humorous. He always seems to find the latest thing to be up in arms about conventional medicine and so on and so forth. And that's all just difficult world stuff. And certainly I'm not to be your guide. Whatever it is that I tell you tonight, you need to let your spirit be the gatekeeper of what sinks in and what you put to use and what you don't put to use. Because only your spirit can heal you. Only love can heal you. And for you, that is your spirit, which is, you know, in more traditional terms, God in you. So you are at the point where this is making sense. Okay, I've got to surrender this to my spirit. But it's really important that you be ready. Now, how do you know if you're ready? Well, let's do this. I'm going to say this affirmation, and you say it to yourself or listen within yourself as I say it. Just feel how it feels as you're saying it to yourself. Okay, here goes. I'm ready to be radiantly healthy. Did you feel any resistance? Did you feel any kind of energy drop when you said that to yourself? If you did, we're going to go over, towards the end of this session, we're going to go over some affirmations and some techniques for bringing yourself to true readiness, because we have spent a lifetime in difficult world around our health. We're just immersed and indoctrinated in a difficult world with it, and so the difficult world dictator has a big investment in whether you're healthy or not healthy, and obviously he'd be happy if you were just sick because that keeps you in difficult world. And if you're sick or have some kind of condition that causes you pain, you know that it's a special challenge to move into easy world when you're so polarized into that painful state. Pain is a symptom of being in difficult world. Pain is a symptom of being out of the design for harmony. It's pain is a symptom of being in the design for disharmony. So when you feel pain, what we tend to do is go into resistance about pain. I used to love this commercial, or love it in a kind of not really loving it, but thinking it's absurd. Some headache, I think it's Excedrin, some kind of headache medicine that said, got a banging headache, bang it back with Excedrin. Or, you can look it up. I did look it up one time. If you just Google bang it back. Typically our difficult world way of dealing with anything. When you're out of disharmony, let's just go deeper into disharmony. Let's fight it. Let's struggle. Let's resist it. And you know that resistance is how difficult world is created. So if you want to be in ease and out of difficult world, then you need to drop resistance. So I titled the teleseminar tonight, The Easy World Way to Radiant Health and Ideal Weight. So what is the Easy World Way? The Easy World Way is summed up in the Easy World Actions. And since at the beginning we didn't stop to do the Easy World Invocation and Actions, we're going to do that right now. We're just going to say, I choose to live in Easy World where everything is easy. And then we're going to do those actions. We're going to breathe and relax and allow. We're going to allow difficult worlds to be in that other world, because we're in Easy World now. We're going to allow Easy World to pull us into its gentle embrace. And we're going to enjoy the experience. It feels great in Easy World. And being in enjoyment is a way to get yourself to move deeper into Easy World and to appreciate it. And as long as you're in appreciation, you're always going to be in Easy World. And then you can watch the magic unfold. And so I want to interpret that. I want to use that Easy World action sequence to give you a real practical guide for healing in Easy World. So we are breathing first. The Easy World action is to breathe. Breathing is oxygenating your cells. Breathing is allowing that flow of life force to fill you up and to move it through. So you're breathing in love and you're allowing it to circulate, and you're breathing out love. So with all the breath that you take, if you can set it up to sort of run in the background like a program on your computer, that as you're breathing in, you have this awareness of breathing in love, of circulating love, and breathing out love, what happens is the love that's moving through your body is raising every cell up to the vibrational level of Easy World. It's taking each cell out of difficult world and moving it higher so that your body has the opportunity to be in Easy World. And the more you can do that, the healthier you're going to get. If you just learned that one thing from this teleseminar, that would be a powerful tool for you. But that's not all, because, for those of us who have a focus a little bit on losing weight, I don't even like to use losing weight because it seems like something you need to find again. I just say shedding unnecessary weight, shedding unneeded weight, getting rid of the parts of my body that are not adding to my health. But when you are oxygenated, you're able to burn fuel. It's energizing. It's what gives you energy and also burns off the calories and burns off the fat. So breathing is a really important aspect of any part of healing, and including and especially getting to be at your ideal weight. So relaxing is the next step in the Easy World Way. Relaxing is letting go of tension. Now, just right now, examine yourself. Are you holding tension anywhere? you know, when you're holding tension, that's a sign of being in resistance. And so much of the time, I find anyway, when I'm tense, I'm clamping down on myself, trying to control something about myself, trying to control the energy, trying to force something. And that will put you in a difficult world every time. And you cannot be in the state that you need to be to heal if you are tense. It's just, you have to be letting love flow freely. And when you're clamping down on it, it's not flowing freely. And something else I find that has a relationship to tension is criticizing myself and other unkindnesses. I'd be willing to bet that every single person on this call is less kind to themselves than they could be and need to be in order to allow healing. So pay attention to that. You know, are you being unkind to yourself? You know, Abraham Lincoln quoted, I believe it was a verse from Matthew, that a house divided cannot stand. And if you are not in the flow with yourself, if you're not loving yourself and allowing yourself to receive that flow of love because you're clamping down on it in some sort of subconscious need to punish yourself or to withhold love from yourself, that's going to be a real barrier to healing. So how do you get around that? Well, when you realize who you are, you start to let go of that. When you realize that you are, well, you're love, and some of you will, or probably all of you will go, oh, yeah, I know that. But at a deeper level, there are a lot of you who are going, I don't know about that. I don't feel like love. It doesn't, it's not feeling very loving in here. That's just the DWD's hold on your consciousness. When you really realize that you are love itself and that you are designed to flow love freely and that the truth of who you are is divine, you can begin to let go of some of that self-loathing. That's truly this pattern that so many of us have of being unkind to ourselves, of feeling unworthy and being really, in a state of despising ourselves at some level. It seems like that's just so rife in our society. And I guess that's because if you wanted to disempower somebody and keep them in a difficult world, what better way is there than turning yourself against yourself, turning you against yourself? But when you begin to more and more embrace yourself with a capital S, your capital S self, which is the you that's aligned with your spirit, you'll not only drop that loathing as you become more and more in love with yourself. When you do that, you will find yourself spontaneously loving more and more and becoming healthier and healthier. Kind of got off the track there. I hope that made sense. Anyway, so loving yourself is a big key to this. But if you've just tried to love yourself just from the standpoint of, okay, I'm going to love myself, the DWD is going to dig in on that. So my recommendation is that you do all the things that are easier to do. If that's a real hard one for you, start focusing on the things that are easy. Start focusing on the things that seem to cause your heart to leap up, not that cause your heart to sink. Excuse me. I'm going to take a drink of water. That's another healing thing. We need to stay really, really well hydrated. So while I'm taking a drink of water, I'm going to ask you to do that same thing if you have water handy. Okay. So relaxing is a part of dropping that division within yourself, dropping that tension, that withholding of love, that not allowing yourself to really go into that flow and to be open to that. Allowing is the next action in the Easy World action. And allowing is dropping resistance altogether. Now, this gets very practical when it comes to food. You know, food and radiant health and your ideal weight, that's all very connected because food is all about interacting with energy. Food is all about managing and controlling energy. And it has everything to do with your well-being. It's how you interface with planet Earth in the material world. But we tend to have so much emotional baggage around food and so much, so many issues around judging food, like, oh, that food's good for me, that food's bad for me. If I eat that food, it's going to make me sick. If I eat that food, I'm not going to feel fulfilled. You know, that food is that's like rabbit food. I'll never have enough energy if I just eat that. So, you know, all that kind of stuff that we have around judging food. And so when we eat, let's say, usually we'll feel all self-righteous if we just eat a salad, as long as we don't put a bunch of heavy dressing or so on about it. And then we feel really mad at ourselves if we have a fast food burger and french fries and so on and so forth. We have to let go of all of that resistance, all of that judgment, all of that stuff, because it's not going to be about that anymore. It can't be about judging yourself anymore. It has to be about embracing the truth of you. It has to be about becoming yourself, your capital S self, aligning with your spirit and nourishing your body so that it supports a full expression of the truth of who you are. And if that's, if me saying that and you hearing that scares you a little bit, well, congratulations, the DWD is now on alert. You're ready to at least begin thinking about turning your life over to your spirit. And so it's not going to be about judging yourself. You can't, if you, you know, I've been on this healing path this last year, and what I've discovered is that there are certain things, that there are certain practices and foods, et cetera, that seem to support me being in a higher vibrational state, that support my radiance, that support me embodying a healthy weight. And there are certain ones that don't. But my inner child really likes that some of those foods that don't support that. Like, she likes them a lot. If I absolutely keep resisting her emotional desires to eat things that don't fit into what my left brain has decided is good for me, I'm in resistance. Any resistance is resistance is resistance, and I'm in difficult world. Now, what the key to this has been for me is to embrace and get excited about things that have proven to feel healthy for me. So I can get excited about them and enjoy them and love those. And then my inner child, sweet Julie, when she needs something and wants something, instead of resisting her, I will normally just go with it. If it seems like the thing to do, I'll go with it. But the key is, if I go with it, then I can't beat up on myself for it, because that's more resistance. Staying out of resistance is hugely important. In fact, it's the critical piece of this whole thing of being in radiant health and achieving your ideal weight. And if you are truly in an intention of being in radiant health, and you are listening to your spirit, and you are allowing yourself to be inspired toward what it is that's going to bring you to that level of radiant health, you'll just find that your inner child is okay with it, because you're having an exciting, wonderful time feeling really good about yourself. And you just won't find yourself wanting to eat the stuff that you might have eaten before, that, like, if your inner child wants a Twinkie. You know, you just find that the times that you crave a Twinkie are less and less and less, just naturally, because you're excited about this this new life. It's a change of lifestyle to obey your spirit over your difficult world dictator self. And so that's another part of the easy world actions. If you find yourself behaving contrary to what you believe is your highest interest, just don't freak out and be mad at yourself. Just choose easy world again. Breathe, relax, allow, enjoy, and watch the magic unfold. Let it go. Don't punish yourself. Don't freak out. You know, so many times, like if you're on a diet, this four-letter word, if you're on a diet and you go off your diet, then you got to be mad at yourself. You got to force yourself back on the diet. And, you know, for me, that never really works, because what happens is I just say, oh, screw it. Forget it. I'm just going to eat what I want to eat. Because rebellion, a lot of it is rebellion against other people as we grew up telling us what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat. And we do that to ourselves. You should eat this and you shouldn't eat that. And so we want to rebel against that. If you pay attention, you will be amazed at the whole little melodrama that you've got going on inside yourself. Most likely, if you're like probably 99% of the people I know, there's this continual struggle within to adhere to what you're supposed to eat. And that is fattening, and it will make you sick. So letting go of that resistance and being willing to be kind to yourself no matter what your behavior is, you will find it miraculously bringing you back to where your choices are the ones that are being inspired by your spirit, and you're being guided to them, and your need to rebel will become less and less and less. So pay attention to that and drop that resistance. Allow yourself whatever it is you need to allow yourself to do in order to be out of resistance. The enjoying yourself part, if you decide that you're ready to be in radiant health, you're ready to take charge, to let your spirit guide you, to really come into alignment, it's fun. You will never feel so good as you feel when you finally stop holding out against your spirit. When you finally stop holding out against being your capital S self, it feels fantastic, because that's when the life force is flowing at optimal levels, where you're at high vibration. When you're at that high vibration, everything that you see and experience is wonderful. It's, you know, it's paradise. It's Eden. It's easy world. So that makes it really a carrot, so to speak, you know, a real incentive to get excited about it, to allow yourself to be excited. So many times we feel that excitement building and we clamp down and say, oh, it's not going to work. You're just going to screw this up. You always end up going off your diet and getting fat, or you always end up messing up and then you feel bad, or you get sick, or it makes your symptoms worse, or whatever it is you're telling yourself. Let go of that and just enjoy yourself now. And you can visualize or feel or whatever works for you sensory-wise, the state of radiant health, because whether you're experiencing on a moment by moment, everyday basis, you have some frame of reference for what it feels like to feel good. Whatever little kernel of that you can access that and feel it and feel more of it and turn up the feeling, you know, that feeling of excitement and of happiness and of, oh, it feels so great. Tell yourself that. I feel so great. I remember there was a visiting speaker at our Unity Church way back in the middle 1980s who came in, and his thing, and we thought he was nuts, truly. We all laughed at him, but then we tried it, and it really worked. He said, when you get up in the morning, when you're taking your shower, when you're, you know, brushing your teeth, when you're styling your hair, you're getting dressed, just keep this mantra going. I feel good. I feel great. I feel great. I feel good. I feel good. I feel great. I feel great. I feel good. Oh, we laughed at that. But it works. It really, really works. Whether you feel it or not, you feel so ridiculous and silly doing it, you'll crack yourself up. And once you start laughing and allowing yourself to have fun, then you're on your way. And so, you know, enjoy it. Make this fun. Choose a visualization of yourself, whatever would symbolize you in good health, you feeling great, you looking great, whatever it is that your particular thing is, that has worked for me. It's interesting. We're at the cottage on Lake Michigan right now that you've read about in the book. And one of my visualizations for dropping the weight was envisioning myself walking up the sidewalk. It wasn't just about the losing the weight either. It was about being able to walk, because this time last year, I was barely able to walk. I even using a walker. It was horrendously painful. And I knew that something had to happen. I reached sort of my crisis point, and that was when I was ready. I may be more stubborn than most people. I have to somehow hit the wall in a dramatic way. And I hit the wall in the way that I couldn't walk. And I remember sitting in my house in Denver in my bedroom on the bed, which is just maybe 6 feet, if that, from the, you know, through the door, from the bed through the door to the bathroom onto the toilet. Sitting on the bed for 30, 40 minutes, dreading. I just couldn't even think about getting up because I was in such pain. I really needed to go to the bathroom, and I'd just sit there and wait to get up the courage to make those few steps. It was the pits, and you're sitting there. You sit there enough mornings like that or enough times, and you suddenly go, well, wait a minute, this is not right. This isn't working. This is not easy world. This is not a very healthy situation. It's time to change. So that's how I got to my point of change. And I want you to have a chance to ask questions. So I'll just tell you real quickly the rest of the Easy World formula for that, and then a little bit more about my story, then we'll do the questions. While I sort of encapsulate the rest of what I want to say, I'm going to have Rick tell you what to do to queue up if you have a question.
Turn on question now.
Allow
him to queue now.
Yes, you can queue up for questions. He's going to explain how to do that.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to set up on the a queue within which people can line up to ask their questions. The way you get in line to ask a question is you press *6 on your phone. If you're Skyped in, you had to use a dial pad in Skype to put in the code to get to this call. That same dial pad will allow you also to dial *6 to get in line to ask a question. So we've turned on the question and answer queue right now, so it's already possible for you to press *6, and then once Julia is ready to start taking questions, whoever did that first will be the first one in line, and we'll just call on you by whatever information we have. We'll probably identify you by area code only because in some cases, that's all we have is your phone number, and we're not about to read people's whole phone numbers. We'll just say area code, whatever, and if that's you, start talking, because you'll be unmuted at that point and can ask your question. So that's the way to do it, *6. Thanks.
Okay, now I'm going to just kind of finish up with this with my part here. Enjoyment, as I said, is just get excited about whatever it is that you're being guided to do. And then watch the magic unfold and just start dwelling on the cool synchronicities that happen. Really start investing focus in the fun stuff that is presented to you and the inspirations that you have, and really what kind of cool resources your spirit will steer you toward. But, you know, I said that the resources weren't to be your guide, and they're not, but your spirit will guide you to some resources. which is certainly what happened to me. And it'll be really fun. It's a fun adventure. Following your spirit is the most exciting adventure there is. Really letting your spirit navigate your life is, you know, the DWD doesn't want you to know how much fun it is because then he lost you. But it is the most fun, and you'll never feel better about yourself than when you're doing that. So, you know, look for the moments of grace and celebrate those and what synchronicities crop up. And just find a way to enjoy what little magical things happen, and then you'll suddenly realize there's big magic happening. Kind of like I'm going to give you a tiny little nutshell. I told you I was very much overweight, couldn't walk, really sick, rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis were my particular challenges. And how do I encapsulate this in such a short period? All right. Long ago, if you've read Recreating Eden, you know that I was very, very sick when I was in Japan, away from my family and so on, and that I surrendered to spirit out of desperation, and magical things started happening, and I ended up at the top of a mountain having an experience of cosmic consciousness. Well, that got my attention, and I realized that surrendering to your spirit was the way to go, and I found myself healed and well and so on. Well, over the years, you know, I kind of fell out of that state of grace because I started making choices based on other things other than being aligned with my spirit, to sum it up. I had been on some medication that I just, you know, I really had entered into a life where suddenly eating the way I knew would support my body the best just wasn't as convenient. And so I ended up on some medication that suppressed my immune system. And after 10 years on that, I was having all kinds of problems. One of them was extra weight, but that wasn't all of it. That wasn't the only reason I had excess weight. Anyway, it got to the point where that medicine wasn't working anymore. And I went to the rheumatologist who, I was very resistant to him, and every time I would not want to go with his plan, which was always about stronger, heavier drugs and so on, he would just about cry, the poor man. You know, he was kind doctor doing his thing in his world and what he understood, and he was doing his best, and it just wasn't matching up for me. So I just said, I can't do that anymore, and I surrendered it to my spirit again, and spirit started guiding me in all kinds of magical ways. One of them was, and you'll love this, this might be something for you to pay attention to. If you hear a song, some people call them earworms, if you hear a song that's playing over and over and over, you can't get it out of your head, instead of resisting it, ask your spirit, what's the message here? And the phrase that was playing over and over in my head was from an Earth, Wind, and Fire song, and it's a song called Evil, and the line of the song is, bad blood through our body flows, where's the love nobody knows? And I couldn't get that out of my head, and finally I went, wait a minute, bad blood. Okay, I've been reading some stuff about purifying your blood, so I started doing some research on that, and it was like, oh, yes, that's what I need to do. So I ended up doing some more research, and I was guided to this clinic in Spain that was, it had a neat tie-in to the first time when I went to the clinic in Switzerland. It was a sister clinic to a German clinic that I had considered going to, which didn't work out back then anyway. I ended up going to this clinic in Spain to fast. Now you're saying, oh yeah, well I could get well if I could afford to go to a clinic in Spain to fast. Well, you need to know that this was not a case of Julia had so much extra cash that she could just easily go. It was me saying, okay, spirit's guiding me to go. Now spirit, you're going to have to pay for it. And I wasn't sure how that was going to happen. It just was quite amazing that at that exact, during that exact, like, couple of day period, some stock that I had inherited from handed down from great grandfather. It turned out that the one, and it was funny because it was stocking a drug company, the same drug company that made the arthritis medication that I had been on, that the company that made that medication that we owned the stock in was bought out by Pfizer, which is a bigger pharmaceutical company, or became a much bigger one. And the differential between the value of the shares was such that they did not give us share. They didn't just give us shares in Pfizer. They paid us cash for the bulk of the stock that we had. And suddenly in our brokerage account was this big download of cash that was just plenty for going to the clinic in Switzerland. Then, in Spain. Switzerland was the first time. Spain. And then my dad, who was elderly and can't really travel anymore, had all of these air miles that he donated, plenty to go to Spain and back on. And just little magical things started happening. Well, I'm thinking, okay, that's great, but I can't even walk. How am I going to do this? So I said, Spirit, you're going to have to help me walk. I don't know how. I don't know how to fix my problem well enough to walk to take this trip. And I would say within a few hours, I heard in my head, Julia, go Google Knee Specialist Denver. So I went and Googled Knee Specialist Denver, and there was this procedure that came up top of the list that's only done in Denver and L.A. It's what Dancing with the Stars people use when they have knee problems. And it's this very specialized, it's an injection of the stuff. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's natural stuff that's a lubricant that takes the place of your cartilage, and it's done in a very specific way, so it's very accurate. Well, I got that done. The insurance paid for it. I got several treatments of that, and I could suddenly walk like a whole new person again. And I went to the clinic in Spain, and I fasted, and that got me started losing the weight and so on, and just magically found I was really attracted to living foods, really attracted to green smoothies. And, by the time I came back from Spain, I had only lost 20 pounds. And before I knew it, I had lost more than 50. And that's part of the watching the magic unfold. And I would stop talking, but there's nobody queued up for questions. So
just open it up.
I guess we're just going to open it up. So basically, let me just give you the sort of my sum it up thing. Basically, the whole key to this is surrendering to your spirit, allowing spirit to guide you, allowing love to flow freely, to focus on moving toward what you desire instead of resisting what you don't want, to embrace health and not reject illness, because if you are rejecting anything, you're in resistance and you're in a difficult world. Love, only love heals, and love is about embracing. So, that's the easy world way. And if you have any questions, we're just going to open it up so you don't have to queue up. You can just ask. Well, not really. Okay, anybody want to ask a question?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
How long did it take for you to heal? I have a number of health questions from my heart to my lungs and my thyroid and all this crazy stuff, and I'm just wondering how long could I expect, for things to start changing?
Well, I think things will start changing immediately. I certainly can't make a prediction. It depends on how surrendered you are, I would say. It's going to take the amount of time that you can handle, that you're able to process, that you're able to allow. We have a little weird echoing thing going on. The change will start immediately. Okay?
Immediately.
The changes will start immediately. As soon as you really surrender it to your spirit, you'll start experiencing changes. And you'll get guidance of what to do, and when you follow that guidance, you'll start seeing, you know, it could be just little changes and it could be big changes. It depends.
You know, one of the things I think gets in my way is I tend to be a very angry person, and it's a kind of, my boyfriend calls it righteous anger. Mm-hmm. I get very angry about things going on in the world. I get angry about stupid things that people do. And I suspect that that's going to be a problem for me as a barrier maybe to, you know, you're talking about love and feeling love, and
uh-huh.
I tend to feel angry a lot.
Well, maybe you need to do the step-by-step frequency raising system. You can find that at juliarogershamrick.com, or it's in the book, Then Choosing Easy Work.
I just got the book, so I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Okay, well, there's a chapter called Finding Easy World in the Dark, and that will be really helpful to you because that's about expressing stuffed emotions. And, yes, it's,
mm-hmm.
while you're harboring anger, that it's certainly much harder to raise your vibrational frequency. So that, and oh, I was going to tell everybody about, you know, the affirmations, and you might want to ask yourself if you're ready. You know, am I ready to be healthy? I'm actually going to read these affirmations for everybody right now, and you might want to jot them down. I can put them on my blog so you can access them after the teleseminar ends. But I'm going to say these affirmations and just say them to yourself after I say it, and then listen and feel where is there resistance. I'm ready to be healthy. This is for everyone. I'm ready to be healthy. I'm ready to feel good. I'm ready to express my true self. I'm ready to be radiant. I'm ready to look fabulous. I'm ready to be in shape. I'm ready to let my spirit be in charge of my life. Now, if there are any of those that you felt hung up on, ask your spirit, how do I shift this? What do I need to do to be ready? You can journal this. You can just, you know, ask it and be available to have spirit point it out for you in whatever way that works for you. Just expect the inspiration to know how to shift that. And if you're saying, let's for example, I'm ready to be healthy, and you're feeling your solar plexus shut down and that your energy drops, you know that there's a part of you that's not willing yet. So you can say, I'm ready to be healthy. Or you can say, I'm willing to be ready to be healthy. And so on with all of those affirmations. And after we get off the call, I'll just blog that. So you can go to juliarogershamrick.com, click on Julia's blog, and I'll have that stuff there. So any other
thing? One thing I've noticed is that as far as illness is concerned, I had a very difficult childhood and not very nice parents. And the only time I got attention of a positive nature was when I was sick.
Uh-huh.
I look back. And I think I'm stuck with that. I think I'm stuck there. And I'd like to let go of that. I don't want to be sick anymore. It's getting in the way of my life. I do want to be healthy, but I feel like that's probably a stuck, like, tape.
Okay, well,
don't
invest in your stuckness. Don't celebrate your stuckness.
Mm-hmm.
You stated it now. Don't celebrate. Don't keep saying it. What you need to do is say, my spirit is showing me how to unstick this. My spirit is showing me how to let go of anything I need to let go of in order to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And just go with that. Invest your belief in it. You know, faith is not for the faint of heart. Faith is for people who are willing to actively choose to trust and be faithful in their spirit. And it will pay off. I promise you it will pay off. So I need to move along to the next person. And we can do more of this at some other point. Anybody, somebody was starting to speak.
Julia?
Yeah.
Perhaps you want to reinforce to people about choosing to let go of and giving up ownership of a disease.
Yeah. it's a disease is a tool to keep us in resistance and in separation and feeling somehow victimized. And, you know, like I said, the only one that can assist you in letting go of it is your spirit. You just got to turn it over and say, this disease has been serving me. I have been holding this disease as precious somehow because it's been a tool for me. Now I would like to get my needs met by using a healthy tool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was really a lightning bolt moment when I was sick one time as an adult, and my dad said, oh, I love you even more when you're sick. And I went, holy moly, thank you for pointing that out, because now I know that I feel most loved by my dad when I'm sick. And, you know, so we have these developed these uses for our illnesses, and we have come to hold them dear and precious because that we feel like they're getting us something we need, but there are other ways to get what we need and what we truly need. So, good question. Anybody? Anybody else? Well, all right. I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds to speak up if you have a question.
I didn't want to take more time. I do have another question, though.
Okay.
Do you think that a particular illness that you get tells you something? It's like a message, like, for example, I've recently developed asthma, which is about breathing.
Yeah.
And do you think it's kind of a way of expressing something, you know, specific? It's not just any old illness, it's asthma.
Oh, absolutely. I do. I do think that. I think that you can ask your spirit to point you to what it is. I mean, you know, I really like Louise Hay has that You Can Heal Your Life book that has the metaphysical causes for physical symptoms and illnesses. That could be one place to look. But ask your spirit to point you to information on that. You know, we've got these great, great tools in the internet. We can just, you know, Google or, you know, whatever search engine you like, any kind of question or any kind of term, and it'll come up with something. And you can just say, spirit, all right, guide me to the information I need to know right now for my next step in evolving into radiant health. And that's one of the things that you can find out.
Hmm.
You know? It's that you have this amazing resource within you, which is God in you. So, and it's just there waiting to be consulted.
Well, I'm very excited about this, and I'm looking forward to reading your book.
Great. I'm happy to hear that. All right.
I really do feel ready to be well.
Good.
Very much so.
That's a perfect first step. Because truly, if you're not ready, it doesn't matter, you know, that you learned any of this stuff. Certainly it might be helpful to store it away for when you do become ready. But unless you're ready to heal or ready to at least move a little higher on the vibrational scale, it doesn't matter what information you learn or what tools you have. You need to bring yourself to whatever it takes to bring yourself to readiness. And be patient because, you know, impatience is the difficult world dictator. Impatience just keeps you in difficult world in the land of disease and of, you know, unwellness. So, all right. Well,
thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you. Okay. Last call for questions. Okay, well, I guess there aren't any more questions, but thank you so much for being with me, and I will see about getting this recording available. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do with it yet. I'm going to also be doing another version of this teleseminar in November during the daytime in North America, And so I noticed that Jonathan Lamb, I'm so impressed with him. He's here again. He's in the UK where it's 2 or 3 in the morning right now.
Yep. It's 3 in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, he's devoted. But Jonathan, I will be doing this again at a time that's a little easier on the European crowd. So you might want to consider doing that too at some point. But anyway, so keep a lookout for another version. You know, if you've been with me long enough, you know I never can say the same stuff twice exactly the same way. So you'll get more of a view of it in the next call, and I will keep your information, all of you, and send again when the time comes for the next teleseminar in November. So wishing you all the most radiant health and happiness and fun in Easy World. And like I said, thank you again for purchasing, choosing Easy World, and for sharing it with your friends. And good night.